customer. I'm the frontman and the ghost writer. I'm the creator. I'm the director. I'm the hit maker.
He's saying the empire.
I'm the shot caller. I'm the showstopper. I'm the real one. You the fake knockoff. Jaw drop, headliner, top gun.
You got a BJ?
Eye catcher, real stunner. Y'all got it.
Oh, boy.
Topic. Yay's docker. Mannery was inspirational to me. I love watching. Lames try to keep stars in the dark just because they're afraid of you. Funny how they split.
Hey, this is Erin Moran from A Girl Called Eddie, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Sun Common, supporting vibrant communities across New York for over 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Fridman Gallery in New York, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Early Electromix is a series to document the history of experimental electronic music from the 50s to the 80s. Pioneers who paved the way for what was to become techno, ambient, electronica, and most of what we are listening to. Essential Culture on air every Tuesday from 11 to 12 a.m.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Lottie, Dottie, and everybody. Hallelujah. Happy Resurrection Day. Or as in the East, the Western vernacular, Happy Easter. But it is Resurrection Day. And it is the reminder, the celebration, the commemoration that Jesus got up from the grave. Oh, I get so excited. I get so excited on Resurrection Day. How are you, Brother Randall? How are you doing this Resurrection Sunday morning?
I am doing very well this blessed Sunday. And I hope all of our Brightside listeners are feeling the same and understanding the importance and the significance of this day.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know, without the cross, there is no crown. Without Good Friday, there's no Easter Sunday. So praise the Lord. We were going back. We're taking it back for a couple of songs to just get the understanding of how important, how powerful, how significant and transformative what happened in this weekend that we've just come through, what happened 2,000 plus years ago. You know, beloved, I did a search. We got all these supercomputers, you know, and the AI and all this stuff. And I did a search and I asked what historical figures has their birthday, their death day, and their resurrection day celebrated worldwide. And you know, it only came up with one person. Come on here, somebody.
That's right. That's right.
It only came up with one person. Hallelujah, beloved. I don't care what people say. I know too much about them to doubt them. Listen, Wall Street was closed on Friday, okay? The schools were closed on Friday. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. Some folks still running after that almighty dollar. Banks was open. Some business was open. But I remember a day when all that stuff was shut down on Good Friday. Come on here, somebody. I was talking to the bank teller, and she said, well, I've been in the bank for 20-some-odd years, and we've always been open on Good Friday. I said, well, I used to work in the bank, too. I used to work for Citibank in there. That was a long time ago, but we were closed on Good Friday. Come on here, somebody. But listen, I know what I know, and I know that there's no cross, no crown without the cross. Hallelujah. So Mahalia Jackson and her timeless voice and rendition. Many others have done it, but this is the one that does it for me. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? We got more music for you, beloved, to take you back and bring you here to where we're rejoicing that the tomb was open and the stone was rolled away and it was empty on that day. Hallelujah. Got Now Behold the Lamb of God by Brother Kirk Franklin. Worthy is the Lamb, the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. At the cross, Tasha Cobbs Leonard, this kind of love, yes, beloved, it was love that took him to that cross and he did not come down. Jonathan Taylor, oh, how I love Jesus. Reverend Timothy Wright, and Lord, I lift your name on high. Reverend Pastor Donnie McClurkin, and after that, I come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. This is The Bright Side, and I am Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. We got six songs back to back, 28 minutes of uninterrupted music on this Resurrection Sunday. Music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Here we go. Now behold the Lamb of God.
The precious Lamb of God. all, let's put our hands together and worship the Lord. Worthy is the Lamb. 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 Hallelujah. They shout at football games. They shout at basketball games. They shout at concerts. But we shout in the house of the Lord today. Worthy is the Lamb. Hallelujah.
Fix my eyes on Calvary's hill, where my Savior died, so I can live this great exchange, mercy for shame, my past erased. I'm born again, and I find everything I need at the cross, at the cross, where His grace, it covers me. My heart grew still. Faith gave me my sight. Now I can live this debt I owe. What can repay my life laid down for all my days?
He did it for all of us.
You're closer than I think, closer than the air I breathe. It's not a mystery that I'm your child and your heart for me is none of this world. It's a love so undeserved. It won't leave you where you are. It erases every scar. This kind of love. Figure out why you love me. I'd rather rest in your promise of a life of bondage, living free like it was always meant to be. Turn my whole world around. Can't explain what I have found. This kind of love. There's something about who you are captures me. This kind of love. Holy and perfect. Yeah, you're making my heart believe. This kind of love. Something about who you are. Wanting me, in spite of me, oh, it's true, I was a wreck before your grace made all things new. Thank you for wanting me, in spite of me, oh, it's true, I was a wreck, but you stepped in with this kind of love. And I've looked west and everywhere in between. I need you and nothing less, no, nothing will ever be. I've looked east and I've looked west and everywhere in between. I need you and nothing less, no, nothing will ever be.
You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. This is Pastor Kim Singletary of Overcoming Ministries, your perpetual optimist. This is A Bright Side, and it is Resurrection Sunday. We are here with the music that plays and gives a message for the mind, the heart, and the soul. Reverend Timothy Wright sings my song, Oh, How I Love Jesus. We have three more songs back to back. Then I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today.
I like all the new style of gospel, Brother Taylor. I like the hip-hop gospel. I like the contemporary gospel. Even the urban gospel. Even the gangster gospel. Thug gospel. Yes, it all has its place. But it's something about the old hymns of the church. I was asked some church folk in here talk back to me. something about the old hymns of the church that have stood the test of time. And when you found yourself in a jam, you didn't look for nothing with no hip-hop beat to it. You look for something that has some meaning to it that can get you through the night. And it's an old hymn that we sing sometime at Grace Tabernacle, especially on First Sunday. There is a name I love to hear. Yeah. I love to sing. It's worth, yeah. It sounds like music in my ear. The sweetest name on earth. It's the second verse. It tells me of a Savior who died to set me free. It tells me of a Savior's love, the sinner's perfect plea. Oh, how
so we give him honor. So we lift him up. So we lift him up. So we lift him up. Everybody help me out. I want you to help me sing. Simple song. You know it. It just says,
Lord, I lift your name on high.
Oh, yeah. You know it.
Sing, Lord, I love to sing your praise. Say, I'm so glad you're in my life. Oh, my.
So very glad you came. Hey, yes.
So glad you came to save us.
You came from a heaven, yes.
You came from a heaven.
Sing to the Lord, yes.
Show.
From the earth to the cross, oh, my sinful devil. From the cross to the grave. From the grave.
Lord, I lift your name on high. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. And did he do it? Yes, he did. All over the world, different time zones, different continents, praising and celebrating the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ooh, glory, hallelujah to his name. Well, beloved, yes, we're here with some more commentary. Yes, some more commentary. I saw an article this morning. I didn't read it, but I saw the headline. It said that the Pope had a message for discouraged priests. And the message was the hope of the Spirit. Yes, beloved. You know, in the beginning, the word tells us that God breathed into the form of man that he created and breathed life into us by the Spirit of God. And that's where our hope is, in the Spirit of God. As Barbara tells us, don't worry about people who kill the body, but worry about people who can kill the one who can kill body and soul. Come on here, somebody. Yes, beloved, the Spirit of God lives in us. I'm so glad about it. I want to talk for a few minutes about what the resurrection means to me. I hope the static that's in my line will clear up. Lord, I need help. I hear some feedback. It doesn't make for a good record or good listening. but we're going to do our best. Thank you, God. What the resurrection means to me, what the resurrection means to me, beloved, is that God is in charge. Yes, God is in charge. Look at it. Just clear that up. Come on, help me, God. What it means to me, God is in charge. I want to share from a devotional that I read. I sent this book out actually to some of our Overcomer Ministries partners and family friends. It's the Easter, the promise of forgiveness. And listen what the writer had to say. It says, the message of the cross is the very power of God. He talks about in 1989, how after there was a hurricane in Charleston, South Carolina, the construction workers were cleaning up rubble, and they came to this church that had been torn down by this hurricane. And they saw that the cross was still standing. They went to move it, and they were unable to move it. Even with a crane, they couldn't move it. And they eventually discovered that it was pure gold filled inside. That during the Civil War, they believed people had melted down their gold and hid it there to keep it from the invading troops. The writer goes on to say that the cross of Christ is a place of true spiritual treasure for those who believe in him. But as the Apostle Paul wrote to the church in Corinth, its message is foolish to those who are headed for destruction. That's in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 18. Those who reject Jesus' death on the cross might think it's foolish to believe that the Son of God died and rose again to release us from the consequences of our sin. But for those who believe, those who are being saved, the cross is the very power of God. And as Paul says in Corinthians, God makes foolish the wisdom of the world. But this foolish plan of God is wiser than the wisest of human plans. When we submit to God and accept the gift of Christ's cross, we'll enjoy the riches of a relationship with him. Let the church say amen. We won't find treasures of gold, but the far better gift of abundant and everlasting life with him. And that's not foolish. I'm saying, beloved, amen. Some things you have to experience better than you can be explained. But I tell you that we do our best as preachers of the gospel and witnesses and the testifiers to the power of the cross and the resurrected Savior. We do our best to explain what it all means. And what the resurrection means to me is that God is in charge. You know, we look around at how things have gone to pot, as some people would say, you know, so much division, so much violence, so much hatred, so much discord and disunity in pockets around our country, even forget about going beyond our borders into the other parts of the world, drug lords and drug pens and drug addicts and drug dealers and all the other vices and sins that have taken our nation and the world down a rabbit's hole. But the cross and the resurrection tells us God is in charge, because for those of us who have been saved and been set free and been delivered, hallelujah, delivered from the drug dealing, delivered from the prostitution, the promiscuity, delivered from the lascivious and lustful lifestyles, delivered from just being in love with the God of money, and delivered from selfishness and self-centeredness and self-seeking. And, you know, it is power of God. We get resurrected, hallelujah, again and again. We get reborn. We get renewed. We get revived. Yes, beloved, that is the experience of a relationship with God. And a relationship with God through Jesus Christ means that in addition to all of that, we know our sins are forgiven. In Hebrews 8 and 12, the Lord says, I will forgive their wickedness and will never again remember their sins. The cross and the resurrection is a promise from God for forgiveness, and that he will cast our sins into the sea of forgetfulness. I might remember something I did. You might remember something I did. But God said, if I confess and repent of it, he will forget it. He won't hold it in his heart and mind against me. He will use every opportunity to rescue and restore me on a right path and a right relationship. That is the power of the cross and the Christ, the resurrected Savior, beloved, and his message to the world. I get so excited. You know, I called up how many prophecies are there about Jesus Christ that had been fulfilled. And I lost count of all of the scripture verses. I was almost near 200, and I just had to, you know, go and do something else. But, you know, all of these scriptural verses that prophesy of Jesus coming and the life he would live and the miracles he would do and the sacrifice he would make. Hallelujah, so that we would get to Resurrection Day, where he got up and he said, God is in charge. Yes, God gave the law of sin and death, but God is in charge. Yes, we die, and thank God death can be a relief from sickness and pain and suffering. Hallelujah. And oh my God, but Jesus said, if you believe in me, though you die, you're going to live. And if you believe in me, you'll never really die. Yes, beloved, Resurrection Sunday, it tells us God is in charge. It is a reminder, hallelujah, the sins and the chains that have held you back, held you down, God is in charge. He says that he will forgive, hallelujah, and remember no more because of his son and his sacrifice. And he demonstrated once and for all that he is Lord of all. He says, amen, even when we've sinned, hallelujah, and we inevitably will. God not only promises forgiveness if we turn to him in repentance, but also helps us overcome sin. Oh, he overcame sin, hallelujah, took it all on him, and then he overcame death, and he overcame the grave. And he said, where I am, there you shall be also. Beloved, yesterday, it was the commemoration of my beloved father's second anniversary in heaven. And I tell you, I was sending out a post about this great man and great father and son of God and servant leader. And someone said, you know, that pain will be with you forever. But I'm here to tell you, beloved, that I have no pain in the passing on of my father from labor to reward. I have no pain, hallelujah, in him not being present with me. For he lives in my heart and he lives in my soul. I thank God, amen, for the promise that Resurrection Sunday gives us that says Jesus got up, my dad got up, all the saints going before got up, and those that are here now are going to get up and meet him. Hallelujah. Listen, all those other prophecies of Jesus Christ were promised and fulfilled, and the promise of Jesus Christ to us that be not troubled, where I am, you shall be also. I go to prepare a place for you that shall be fulfilled for us too. So, listen, we all have our experiences of grief and death, and you know, yours may be different from mine, but I'm going to tell my truth and tell my story. And I have so many people that I have lost that have been good to me, but they're not lost to me because I know where they are. Hallelujah. And so I rejoice in their joy that they are with the Savior. Absent from the body is present with the Lord, as Jesus said to the dying thief on the cross, this day you shall be with me in paradise. Listen, beloved, it's Resurrection Sunday. It's a day of celebration. And I'm here to say, thank you, God. You are God in charge. This is my spiritual social commentary for today, beloved. I'm Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and I say happy Resurrection Day, or in the Western tradition and vernacular, happy Easter. I have a song for you. I got two, but I got one more, and after that, I'll come back with my closing word of prayer. You have won the victory. That's what it is. Jesus won. William Murphy brings us this song. Listen and be blessed. Hallelujah.
gonna say, you have wanted all of me. Come on, say, death could not hold you. We declare that you're seated in majesty.
Yeah, God, you won that victory. You won the victory then, and you're winning still. You're on the winning side when you're on the side of Christ. Listen, beloved, getting ready to get up out of here, but we want to acknowledge Passover, Ramadan, and Easter, all three, all happening at the same time, 2023. That happens from time to time, the descendants of Abraham. And God said to Abraham, your seed will be greater than the numbers of the sand. Look at God fulfilling his word over and over again. Well, his word is yet unfolding for us. So let us keep our eye on him and let us learn what he has said to us. I encourage you, the beloved, to love on yourself because God loves you. And love on somebody else because he loves them too. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. I'm getting ready to get up out of here. But I just want to share one more verse with you. And that is in Romans chapter 8 and verse 34. And it says, who is he that condemns? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, and who makes prayers, intercessions for us. Happy Resurrection Day, beloved, and happy birthday to all you April babies. And the Lord said the same, we'll be together again on the bright side. There's a bright side somewhere, and it's right here with me, Pastor Kim, on WGXC 90.7 FM, April Hudson and Catskill, New York. Till we meet or speak again, stay blessed. Remember, God loves you. I love you too. God bless you, and happy Easter.
We're so quick to point a finger. We judge things from our point of view. The things that we say, the trouble it makes, it hurts you and it hurts me too. This is such a fallen world we live in. It's really not the way it's supposed to be. What if we could see each other different? It
probably change everything. We're all broken people. Don't we all need Jesus? Every moment of our lives, 24, 3, 6, 5, a human is equal. Don't we all have our weakness? Hey. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody needs that grace. We all need Jesus.
Who think they don't? We got stuff we hide deep down inside. There's so much that we don't show. Yeah, it's just the wonder world we live in. It's really not the way it's supposed to be. Isn't that the beauty of redemption? It changes everything.
We're all broken people. Don't we all need Jesus? Every moment of our lives, 24, 3, 6, 5, a human is equal. Don't we all have our weakness? Hey. Everybody makes mistakes. Yeah, everybody needs that grace. We all need Jesus. Oh, don't we all need Jesus? To the rich man, from the prison to the preacher. Oh, all I know is we all need Jesus. All I know is we
all need Jesus.
Every man and every woman, every city, every nation. All I know is we all need Jesus. All I know is that we're all broken people.